red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix comedy special. A title white on black, a whole lifetime, and in handwritten script with Jamie Demetriou. The title stacks up in different colours.
Oh, look, it's life. And what a young life you are. Insanely young. Minus one. In fact, if you can hear me, can I ask you a question?
A man as a fetus.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know that you're about to be born?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, are you nervous then about what's going to happen in life?
Yeah.
Oh, of course you are. Well, why don't we leave this one to us then? Listen, listen, listen. Yes, that's it. Listen, we understand how you're feeling, but you got it all wrong. Life is really nice. And I ain't no goddamn salesman. But I wanna sell you on it. So strap into your womb, baby, as we go on a journey through different lives.
Act 1, youth, a boy in a playground.
From the moment you're born, you just spend so much time having fun. You know, you don't even realize that while you're having this fun, you are learning.
Water's poured over the man boy's backside.
What's this?
Oh, and everyone's a big dull worry shit, man.
You're learning and growing and laughing and being and becoming your very best self. So that by the time you emerge into your teenage butterfly form, you're ready and you're beautiful.
A very messy bedroom.
Guess how much money Brad Pitt has?
Oh, I don't. What, I bet it's millions.
100 billion.
No. Who's Babbitt?
Brad Pitt.
Oh.
You seen Cressy from school got a tattoo of a jacket on her head?
A jacket, yeah? So nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a jacket. It's like a cross, like a Jesus cross.
Jesus cross, yeah?
Mm.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Mum, can you send us up a pesto pasta, please?
Sweet chilli on mine.
Sweet chilli on Cheshire's. And on mine. Mum, please, can you send us up a drink upstairs? I can't come down, I'm too thirsty. Yeah, can you send us up, yeah, just a drink? No, not water. Yeah, fudge drink.
The teens lie in bed staring at phones.
Lexi?
Yeah, it was alright.
Why's your mum tweeting about us?
What? My mum?
Yeah.
What, on Twitter?
Yeah, listen, there's a problem with my son's generation. Him and his girlfriend have been rotting in bed all summer. I don't hear them laughing or enjoying themselves.
I'm cracking up 24/7.
Me too. I read a study saying this generation of teens are having less sex than any generation of teens in history. What? My son is definitely proof of this.
What? Is she trying to stress me out? Mama! You tweeted! Yeah? My God, Mama, why are you doing that?
Like, is it embarrassing, like, that we haven't had sex? Because, like, I can't be arsed.
I can't be arsed. Like, I don't want to be doing, like, retro stuff. Do you know what I mean? I swear it's retro to be doing that. I'm busy doing, like, actual modern stuff.
Oh, God, someone's written, these two are frigid donkeys. Someone's just tweeted that. Oh.
You're right. You're right.
Right. Lexi, we're doing it. We're having sex. Take your trousers off.
What? Oh, no, please. I can't be bothered.
I can't be bothered. Like, everyone is now shitting on us online, and I'm the one who's trying to protect our socials. So just, like, take your trousers off and put your phone down. Now!
Right, Tor!
shouted at me for ages.
Oh, come on, Peer pressure me. Supposed to be like, get me in the mood. You're making it worse.
It's just an emotional moment, innit? That's why we're just acting like this. I don't want to do it, though.
What's the point?
Lexi puts his hands to his face as the girl in a hoodie rummages under the duvet. He unzips his hoodie and stands awkwardly in his boxers.
I literally don't know what I'm doing.
The light is switched off. In half light, Lexi looks mournfully to camera. The light goes out. Then the girl stares to camera.
How do I know if my penis is ready?
Just don't look at my bum. I think I wiped it, but I can't be certain.
Are we supposed to smile or something to get in the mood?
I'd rather not, I got a headache and I'm not attracted to the way you look.
You know I'm not sure it's gonna work,
cause you're soft and dry.
How we gonna get it inside?
Why don't you press it against my bits and pieces and imagine that my hair looks nice?
But I'm still soft.
I'm dry.
Shouldn't it feel more nice?
What's it like?
How do I describe?
It's like I'm trying to push a poo into a clamp, alright?
Yo, it's your mom's boyfriend. What's going on? You're trying to have sex, but it's going wrong? Don't fret, there is a hope. Me and your mom started using this Turkish soap. On the website, it's listed as Turkish oil. But what kind of oil comes in bar form? It's a soap, no doubt. That website's just dated. I think the guy who started the business is jaded. I love it so much, I invested. I'm now a partner at Turkish Soap Ventures. But everyone has sold it to detest it. They say you can't get it off your skin. You cannot get it off your skin.
What the fuck are you doing in here? Telling us about your business. I didn't even know my mum had a boyfriend.
My bad.
The boyfriend leaves, closing the door behind him.
Bam.
What?
Elderly people need to shut up. Got me feeling things. I hate feeling things. Do you know what I mean? My heartbeat's going. I'm feeling hot. I hate it.
Yeah, you are really hot. And you stink of BO.
Yeah, you stink too, actually. You reek.
I actually really like the way you smelt under the blanket.
I don't know why, but I like the way you smelt under the blanket too.
Wait, yeah, my dick feels like a magnet.
Is there metal in vagina's cause? Or something's attracting?
Is this really happening?
We're no longer soft and dry.
That is a mental feeling.
Yeah.
They go back to their phones.
Quite nice, though. Would you do that again?
No.
A calendar shows 21st of September. A young guy in a shirt and tie is at his desk in the open plan office.
Morning, everyone. Got my back caught on the door. Oh, hello. Heard we had someone new coming in, are you? You all right? Is it your first day?
First job.
First job. Well, look at that. Well, keep your wits about you, son. Nothing's ever the same around here. Hello, Simon. Hello. Morning, Tom. You all right? Christ. God, what a bad caught on the door. Hello, Simon. Hello. Morning, Tom. You all right? Ah! Christ, a bad caught on the door. Once in a lifetime. Hello, Simon. Hello, morning, Tom. You're all right.
He looks totally surprised. Again.
My bag's caught on the door. I've got to tell Simon. Hello, morning, Tom. All right.
This time the strap breaks.
Hello, Simon. Hello, morning, Tom. You're all right.
Hooked again, he shrugs wearily.
Can't. I've just got my bag caught on the door. Hello, Simon. Hello! Good morning, Tom. You all right? Morning, Tom. You all right? You all right? Would you believe it? Hello, morning, Tom. You all right?
No bag.
Oh, left my bag at home. Hello, Simon.
Tom gets back on the phone. Back in the womb,
Oh, there's all that to come. Bags and doors and Simon. But work only makes up about 70% of your time. That precious 30% that's all yours, that's where the real magic happens. Connection, commitment, socializing. Those are the pillars of the spiciest bit of life, adult life.
Act 2, Adulthood. Close up on a beer pump in a pub.
Everyone changes.
Everyone changes.
At different paces.
At different paces.
But at 27, make sure you've changed a bit.
Well, it completely depends on whether she can still go part time.
Yeah.
If she can, then
I'd love to see her. To
yeah, you must. You must. Hey.
Oh God, here we go.
How are you?
Hello. Yeah.
Oh my goodness me.
So, do you want us to shout stag at you today, Freddie?
I think just Fred at the normal volume will be fine. Yeah.
Sorry, is it okay that I'm genuinely just really enjoying quietly looking around at loads of old friends and thinking about how much I like them?
Yeah.
Is that a good stag?
Perfect. I mean, lovely pub, lovely well-dressed boys. I think I know everyone here except, who's your best man? Is it Kieran?
Kieran, yeah. Yeah, lovely lad. He got me through uni, actually. Mm. I think he's a bit worried about getting the best man stuff right.
Right, form a perfect horseshoe now. Come on, you reprobates, perfect horseshoe now. Make sure it's tight so it traps the sound. Right, hello, you fucking cocks.
Ooh.
Okay, I want all ears focused exclusively on my ass, on listening to me, okay? Right. First red card. If I see a single one of you without a drop of booze in your hand throughout the day, you're seen off a Guinness straight away, and that's the end of the fucking story. Okay?
Kiro. For those of you who haven't met him yet, this is my best man, Kieran
Hodgdale.
Kieran Hodgdale, thank you for arranging this.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Thank you, Fred. You fucking cock. Well, that's the last time you're going to be thanking me today, trust me. This is going to be the worst day of this little dickhead's whole life.
Why?
Maybe because what I have planned is complete carnage. Come on, man. And speaking of men, let me remind you that, yes, we are men. And if I catch a single one of you not thinking about a woman's breasts throughout the day, at any point, if I spot that, you're seeing off a Guinness straight away. There'll be no pause. It'll just be in your mouth and down your gullet straight away. I don't fucking care.
Kieran turns away from the bemused group.
Are you all right, mate? Is everything okay?
Yeah. You all right? How's your buttons?
Whoa, watch out. No, watch
just
out,
please let me.
Man.
I'm trying
to
give me one
what
second
are you doing?
To do that. Did you see that? He was going for a three. Button thing, and I did undo the top one.
All right. Good stuff.
It looks good undone, mate.
Oh, really? Nice one. Oh, yeah. Keep it then.
It's not stag to compliment your mate's clothes, is it? If something feels like it has the quality of a stag, don't shut it down. Just let it breathe.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Just let's calm it down a little bit.
Ooh, classic Fred. I don't want someone screaming at my mates or my stag do. I just want to have a nice time.
Well, no. So I'm not saying that.
Why are you not saying that though?
Because I'm. Come on, Kieran. Why don't you just tell everyone what you got planned for today? For the big day.
Fuck off!
Oh,
wait,
what is this?
What do you want?
I haven't heard a single one of them at any point through all of this going like, wah! That's the whole point of the speech.
What is happening, mate? Fred, what's happening to him? Is he like, is he drunk or something?
No, he doesn't drink. Just talk on yourself.
Hey, you okay, man?
Kieran's crouching by a table.
I was just thinking, you know, everyone here thinks you are, like, absolutely brilliant.
Fuck off, you bastard.
I'm just ripping shit off and chilling for a minute. Your mates are dickheads.
Hey, come on, you prick. When you come and tell them what plans you've got for the day, hey?
Why weren't you swearing when we were over there?
I can swear if you want me to swear.
Please, can everyone just swear a bit more?
Right, this prick is gonna tell us what the plans are for the day, so let's hear him out, shall we? Yeah, guys?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, right. So, first up, I hope you all like pork, because we're going to be kicking off the day by all having a lovely pork pie. Yeah? Sounds nice? Yeah? Well, it's not going to be, because, oh dear, whoever picks out the smallest pork pie is seeing off at Guinness, and then they have to shit themselves in their trousers.
What? Have to shit themselves?
Cool. And then what's after that?
Your reaction's so horrible, man.
No, we love it. We love it. I mean, everyone's up for it. Yeah. In fact, yeah. Guys, should we get the pies?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Let's do the pies first.
Okay. So I'm going to stand in the middle with a bag. You want to?
Okay, guys, I'm going to take out a pork pie each, and whoever's got the smallest pie at the end has to do a poo.
Yeah, and then see you for Guinness.
Yeah, and then see you for Guinness.
Right.
They all take a pie from the carrier bag. Kieran gets the smallest.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry, Kieran.
About what? I love this stuff. Right, I'm going to lay one down.
Now? You're going to do it now?
I need something to grip. Can I grip your shoulder?
Yeah.
No.
Make sure your friends are looking at me. I feel like they're just turning away.
Guys, watch this if you can.
Heads shake. Kieran strains.
Fred, he's almost done.
Here. Small bit. You're not us.
Get him the Guinness and then...
Yeah, we'll
get him. Can someone cheer or something?
Yes!
Yay. Well done, well done, well done.
Thank
well
you.
Done. Really well done.
This is part two. It's my first ever Guinness. Hey, cheers everyone.
He takes a tiny sip.
I can't believe what that tastes like. Have you had one of these? I expected it to be a lot sweeter, like butterscotch.
A woman's wrapped in a Union flag with a matching bowler hat. Union flag bunting is draped from a TV.
Our coverage of the royal wedding continues, with Peter Ring covering today's wonderful festivities.
In the parade, a guy on a unicycle.
Peter Ring here covering today's festivities. Droves of people have been coming down in droves to celebrate what is sure to be the most wonderful day so far that the world has managed to have. The royal wedding is happening right now. We can't see it from out here, but one thing's for sure. It's happening. The couple are both 31, and it's all completely brilliant. The atmosphere out here is about as wonderful as it gets. I've been talking to this incredibly upbeat family about just how wonderful it all is. Fab Davison. Just how wonderful is it?
Well, I've got to say, it's been, I was just saying this as well to my family and nieces, it's been such a wonderful day, and the atmosphere here is absolutely brilliant. Best day of my life, best marriage. What a day, and what a fantastic day as well.
Well, that's wonderful to hear, and well said.
Well, this is it, isn't it? Because there's no other way to say it, because we're just having such a top time.
And what is it that you think will be particularly special about this marriage?
Oh, well, I mean, they've just got everything, haven't they? They're such an exceptional couple, and I can't wait to just get like a closer look at them and then say some very positive stuff about the couple.
Yeah. What sort of stuff will you say?
I might say, oh, you know, their eyes lit up the sky, something like that.
Well, I think we can all agree we're all looking forward to hearing her say that. I was saying earlier that people have been coming down in their droves.
Have they really?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think it's understandable because I know for me it's such an amazing day that I would come down in my droves if it meant being part of the day.
Right, well, that's amazing. And enjoy the rest of your day. Let's have a little lick of your daughter's ice cream and I'll be on my way.
Can I ask, is all this just right for a wedding? What's everyone celebrating?
Shut up! Shut up! Don't ask horrid questions, you awful girl! Oh! Gosh, bit of cardio to work off that cream. Right, where are we? Peter Ring here. And, oh, hello, you got down here quickly.
Oh, no, well, I'm a different person, but it has been an exquisite day, and the atmosphere here is wonderful.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is amazing, and I should know, because I actually got married last week, and my wedding wasn't amazing.
Really, was it not?
No, it was nothing. It didn't bring all the country together. It didn't feel pleasant or brilliant. No one came down in their droves. It was nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
Nothing whatsoever. And that kind of sums up the feeling here today. A feeling of elation, a feeling of reverence, and a sense of community. And a sense that until today, literally nothing of worth has happened. I'm getting word. Yep, they both said I do. It's happening. They're getting married. They got married. They've done it. They're going to be together forever.
A man in Union flag face paint sinks to his knees, clenching his fists. Peter Ring rips his shirt and hugs the guy.
This is marriage. This is wonderful.
Peter throws the guy down and kicks him.
He's done the
off that train.
Peter grabs a flag, steals a huge mouthful of ice cream, and steals a sign. Peter rolls on the ground with the face paint guy as viewed on a TV in a living room with a buggy and children's toys. There are balloons in the garden. A man in shorts stands by a buffet table, hands thrust in his pockets. Grown-ups sit around a garden table, and children on a picnic blanket.
It ain't gonna be. I mean, look at them. Hey guys, don't be too damn awesome. You'll make me want to quit my job and play with you full time.
Bit of fun.
Am I just loved up, or does it seem like our kids are actually funny? Like, not just because they're ours.
Yeah, they're funny. They're like actually funny.
Yeah, they're so funny.
Honestly, you guys have such a lovely rapport with them. Mm. It's amazing. We're still working on it with our little Nick.
Oh, yeah. No, I get on with Nick. I'm a good dad.
No offence, Jeff, but I think it's fair to say these two are on another level. No competition.
Look, we all have our own journey with it. I'm always happy to talk to little Nick if he's struggling.
Aaron and Nick actually have a pretty great thing going. Have you noticed that?
Mm. Best buds. Just a sort of cowboy
voice. I don't know.
Jeff, no.
OK, here's one.
Hey.
Parent advice zone, please. Your son comes into your room at 3 a.m. saying he's had a dream that you were flying away from him and he couldn't reach you. How'd you comfort him? Jeff?
Jeff stares and his wife leaves the table.
I don't let him in my room. I don't like spending time with him after 4 p.m.
Aww.
3, 4, like.
That is such a shame.
We prefer to be very attached. That's quite disconnected.
Jeff reaches for his friend's neck. His wife pulls him away.
When Beau doesn't come and wake me up in my room at night, I go in his room and get him.
Oh!
I loved it. Stop that, Jeff.
Bless.
Good. Oh, chatter machine deactivate. The BBQ bits.
Here he goes.
I hope you like your veg the wellest of Dunshire.
Wellest of Dunshire?
Yes.
So funny.
How did he think of these things?
Please, Jeff. If you strangle people, you could really kill them.
All right, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Actually, look at that. They're perfectly done. Oh.
They gather round the veg-covered barbecue.
Any burgers and chips?
What's that?
Any burgers and chips?
Oh, this is a flesh-free zone, actually. We are peas, trees and planty McGee's. Oh. We want the kids to grow up with a leafy conscience.
Yum. I feed my kid a big nugget every night. It's big.
This club smells gorgeous. How do you get veg to smell so good?
Good cue. Well, like I say to my kids, just intro Ollie and Sally to the courgette of honour, and I'll let you do the honours. careful there, Jeff. Whoops.
Jeff grabs his friend by the throat. He breaks free and leads Jeff aside.
I notice that you keep trying to strangle me. You keep doing that, Jeff. Your kids are going to start to think you're pretty weird. Bad dadding, mate.
Jeff stares around, then down at the kids.
What's happened here has made me feel like they don't think I'm amazing. They're really nice, and they yet to imply that I'm similar to them.
He spins in flip-flops.
Despite my lack of proof, I am the best out of the group, and they refuse to admit it is true, and that makes me doubt that I am good.
He hides behind a slide of the barbecue.
So I gotta get him. So I gotta get him. So I gotta get him.
Get us? But how do you mean?
I don't know.
What, like, kill us?
Yeah, maybe.
God. Are you okay if I call the police then?
Jeff closes his eyes and turns away from the group.
I've been rumbled. They caught me saying my intention's really near them and to them.
Yeah, he's in the garden. Same thing, get us.
They'll never get me. You all know it, cause I'm the one who gets them. Why can't I just be thick around my kid and not that invested while also being seen as an amazing dad? It would be so convenient to not have to prove a thing while getting a pat on the back for it.
He lunges at his friend.
Ugh, I didn't get him.
Oh, we're going to get him.
but I didn't get him. Can I have a burger and chips?
He's driven away in a police car.
You were young once, don't try to be it again. Don't start to think you're dead, cause your face is different.
A greying man applies moisturiser.
Need you down there, sir? Looking cool, by the way.
He heads out to a film shoot by a pool.
Hey, Nick.
Nick barely acknowledges Nick on camera.
New series. New location in Cornwall. New chicks, new lads, and one hot new twist. Your breath better not stink as shit, because this is Kiss Villa.
A view of the pool and a colourful title, Kiss Villa. Nick struts down steps towards the pool.
Let's meet the boys and girls who are looking to get some tongue time in the sunshine.
You're right, I'm Vin, I'm 20. I call my abs my sisters because they keep me strong and I tell them everything.
I'm J Barb, I'm 39, I'm trouble, I've got stubble, and I love to kiss a bubble.
Hi, I'm Seb. I'm actually the format creator of Kiss Villa. I've been trying to get onto the show ever since I came up with it.
Hi, I'm Hugo. I'm 6'1".
A title says he's 57.
Best night of my life, best night. Yeah, there was this one evening, yeah, I kissed a different girl every 15 seconds. That was a special night, that.
Let's just say I'm a kiss enthusiast. I just think kissing is completely brilliant.
Oh, God, my best feature. I probably have to say my gums. I had some serious problems with them growing up because I ate too much brown sauce, so I had to keep my kissing quite small. But I had them scraped pre-villa, so, yeah. Looking forward to doing some much bigger kisses. Mwah!
Four sets of laddie lips in need of a kissy fix. Get down here.
Fucking hell.
What you say?
Get that, man.
Yes.
Oh, hey. Oh,
still beautiful, man. Flowers in bloom.
Oh, my God, man.
Did you see that house, man?
How are we doing? Good.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, look at this pool, man.
Boys, Jesus. It's great to have you, and you're looking pucker.
Not looking too bad yourself, man.
Hey. Speaking of pucker, here come the girls you might want to kiss.
Nick beams and gestures towards the garden.
I'm Georgina, I'm 21. I used to be a dancer, and these days I'm a dancer.
I'm Ellen, I design funky coffins. I had my tongue piercing removed and the hole just kept getting wider.
Are you all right doing this, checking?
Sorry, I'm incredibly full and bunged up.
I'm Nafaf, short for Natalie Fafani, and my last kiss was, well, let's just say, around a certain Brexit referendum. So, yeah, 2016.
The women run in slow-mo.
I always say it's not the kiss that matters, it's how nice the kiss is with the guy that you're kissing.
I've been single for 3 months now, so, yeah, I'm a young mum with a kooky tongue looking to get a tongue through my tongue.
Oh, yes! Yeah. Awesome.
Very special.
Yeah, love it.
Not a bad one in a bunch, man. Not a bad one in a bunch.
Wow. Got some eager beavers waiting for you.
Looking good, girls. Sit from here, my man. Jackpot.
The contestants line up at the end of the pool.
You're right. Hello. How you doing?
Boys, I mean, what do we make of all that?
Yes.
Lovely.
Very nice. Very nice.
Great. And girls, what do we think?
Nice.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
OK, now we've all had a good looky at each other's lippies, I'd like you all to join me at the barrel.
The contestants look confused. Nick jumps athletically up onto a barrel.
You just got here.
That's a little serious.
I'm up for whatever, man.
Now, as much as I wish I'd gathered you round this bazzer for a laugh, that's not the case. I've gathered you round this baz to tell you that in this series of Kiss Villa, there's a twist.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
And that twist is there are four boys, there are four girls, but only one boy and one girl is attractive.
They look devastated.
And it is up to you to work out who it is on your team.
Oh, my. That is insane.
Hugo, 57, touches his forehead.
If you get it right, you all get a party that lasts the entirety of the shoot.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Red wine and carbonara every day.
A shot of red wine and carbonara on the barrel.
Yeah.
love carbonara.
I want it.
Getty.
If you get it wrong, everyone, apart from the hot couple, has to crouch down, face to the floor, for the remaining 8 weeks.
More devastated expressions.
I love standing up, man.
Right. You've got until I can smash through this B with this sledgehammer to decide. Off you go.
OK. Quick, over to the nook.
They split into their two groups and Nick swings the sledgehammer.
Decision. I'm just gonna say straight out the boozer, man. I think it's me. I've just got this feeling, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want that carbonara. We gotta get this right, man.
I also thought it was me, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
I just think that, like, because I'm a dancer and none of you were hot, that it might be me or.
Right, yeah. No, I did think that, that it could be either of us.
Nick slugs the old wooden barrel.
You're safe, me and Jay, Bab. I think you're sick, lad, but it's definitely me.
I think you're great. I think you're good, lads. I don't want to be doing this, man. But it is me. I feel like it's me.
I thought it was like either me or you.
Or me.
Like, it's definitely not you.
You have the same thing. Yeah, man. And you have the same thing. You think it's you?
Yeah.
I think it's
you. How old are you? How old are you?
57.
Right, do you know what I mean?
Right, you worried lot. Let's get you back around a B.
Sorry. Should we stand in the same formation?
This is not what I want to be doing.
Now, you've had a barrel of time to decide. Well, whoever you've elected as the only attractive people here, step forward.
All look solemnly pensive with the weight of the decision.
OK, hotties, step forward, you trotties.
All eight step forward.
Nice that it's the young ones.
Oh, right.
Oh, these two?
Yeah, exactly.
This carbonara is paying.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't really eat it, though. I just look at the food.
As the young couple twirl their pasta, the others kneel, heads down. The scene fades back to the man in the womb.
What's that?
Oh, just some light entertainment. Not for you? OK. I'm sensing a little bit of oh dear from you, pal. Well, fear not. Life won't always be as garish as that. Honestly, it's all hobbies and silence from here on in.
Yeah! Act 3, Golden Years. Framed photos on a sideboard. A middle-aged couple sit eating in their kitchen with glasses of white wine and a candle. They barely even look at each other.
Mmm. Was that? Mmm. I was going to say that, yeah. Mmm. Yeah.
The husband smiles awkwardly and tries to think of what to say.
You see this from Jack and Peter? Really good. It's really, really good, actually.
Great.
Give it a read. Happy 20th anniversary, Carl and Esther. Who else? AKA Mum and Dad. I love that. I hope you have a superb day. We can't believe you're still in love from your uni boys, Jack and Peter. How about that? That's fantastic.
Still in love.
Oh. Esther keeps eating. Carl folds his arms, then punches the air.
Yes!
What's that?
No, I was saying about... I love ya!
Great.
Oh, cheers. Is it this?
He does a little jump.
Sort of thing, if that makes any sense. I want to tell the whole of flipping Suffolk that we are still in love. So, let's prove it. Yeah.
He edges awkwardly towards her and grins.
I married you. And I love you.
Sort of thing. Is it that?
I love you so much. You know, we've been together for ages, right? For years.
Incredible.
And I don't want to get enough of being with you. seeing you. Breathing.
It's going to be cold.
Oh, God, thank you.
Yeah. 1 second, I will continue. Oh, don't put those in there.
Dangerous.
I love you. And spending all my time with you in our house all the time. Because, you know I love you so much. And I'll never let you go. My babe.
She flinches.
Is it that sort of thing? Is it that sort of thing? Brilliant. Come on, have it. Do you want to have a go? Oh, you've got the food. Yeah, let it go down. Let it go down. God, man, up there singing it all over. But do when you're finished, swallow it.
Okay. I'm off to bed. Because I've got to be up at 10 a.m.
10, God. Yeah, well, please.
No, it's fine.
Esther goes, leaving Carl staring off with his arms folded.
Alexa, what's the time?
The time is 6:45.
Is it?
A commemorative plate on a sideboard remembers 1975. There are porcelain figurines and a framed photo. An old man sits in a chair with an antimacassar watching three younger people.
Did you see that photo of me and Helen in Rome eating pizza?
Can I have a look at that?
Yeah, in a second, Grandad. Andy, you haven't commented on that pic of me by the wall.
Can I see that pic? How do I say a comment about it?
Oh, my God. We should set up a thread just for family photos.
I'd love to have a thread. Please.
Yeah, we're going now, Grandad. Love you. Happy birthday.
Thanks for the computer. And remember to include me in things.
His arms slump as the three leave. Grandad picks up the TV remote.
But since then, he started a small potted plant business. This year will be his first Chelsea Flower Show, and he'll be exhibiting alongside his wife.
Grandad falls asleep.
Elderly people find it seriously bloody hard to use tick.
I can't do it.
I can help you do it.
I can't stand Google.
No, Google is amazing, man.
The tip of my finger keeps getting bigger. I think I must be allergic to my dog.
That is not to do with the tick. Hi, I'm Anthony Clance, and I'm a thoroughly nice chap, and I'll come round and we'll have a couple of black coffees and we'll have you tackling extremely difficult tick at your pace. Easing you in with Anthony Clance. So what do you think?
Grandad stares at tall Anthony on the TV.
What do you think? Hello? 1 second, David.
It's all right.
Anthony makes a call. Grandad's phone rings.
Hello? Terry Gill speaking.
You're just looking at me, okay? Have I got a cute cat on my face? Do you want me to help you with tick? I can ease you in.
I beg your pardon?
Never beg, Terry. It puts a bee among the egg. Now, tell me, Terry, how can I help you with the tick?
Can we do this some other time?
Oh, come on, girl. Tea girl. We've both got a couple of black coffees. Why are you so manic and stubborn about the tick? Become more chilled out. And before you know it, you'll be doing an upward thumb.
Okay. How much are your services?
Anthony crouches, grinning.
Don't be so wild, T-girl. It's free. We both need this. You want to be an IT whiz, and I want to live in a world where no person is slowing things down. Now, tell me, what tech can I help you with the tech?
Well,
I wasn't sure how to get on the thread and to look at photos and talk to my family.
Texts.
Yeah, but also photos.
It's all texts. I came all the way down from Glasgow to teach you about the majesty of tech, and you want me to show you texts?
Oh, do you not know how to do them?
Do I know how to do texts? Are you shaking my piss? I'm doing texts in my slumber, Terry G. I'm not here to text, gif, or little smiling face. No. Tell me why you really brought me here.
I didn't know I had.
Well, then I consider you to be dumb to me. I consider you to be dumb for me, Terry. Asking me easy questions like this. I consider you to be dumb to me. Show me. Show me what you can do with the tick.
I know how to turn it on.
Anthony peers over Terry's shoulder at the laptop as Terry hits keys randomly.
Oh, you're making your laptop into gunk. Terry doesn't get tick.
Suddenly, in a spotlight, the laptop vanishes and Terry stands up.
Gilly, what are you doing, Gilly? Calm down.
Leave me be. I just want to see.
See what? The texts and pictures. Don't shout at me. I'm not part of it, but I need to be. I want to comment on the thread.
Terry tries to look over the grandchildren's shoulders, then turns to Anthony.
I'm bored. I'm so bored. I'm lonely and I'm bored.
Tisman.
Gilly T. I think I'm starting to get you, G.
Do you know how lucky you are to be bored? You're free from distraction. And I love you for that, Terry.
But I need it.
I just told you, Terry, man. You don't need it. You want to be like them? Scrambled egg?
Terry nods, wide-eyed.
Okay, fine. I will show it to you, you silliness.
A photo of a young guy making a face.
See? It's nothing. Cat shit. Who is Luton Larry and what is he even doing big style? You don't need this kick and you don't need me. Just do nothing, Tasman G. Nothing is better than Luton Larry. Now, you're gonna wake up in a minute, Terry. And when you do, I want you to promise me you're going to do something that makes you happy.
Thank you.
Anthony pulls away, smiles gently, and raises a hand as Terry stares. Anthony sinks down out of shot. The grandchildren remain huddled in a spotlight. Terry wakes up and realizes the laptop isn't on his lap. Sitting in the chair, he does a little dance in his slippers and smiles happily. The view moves into a hospital room. One bed is empty. A monitor shows the heartbeat of a patient in another. A grinning young doctor enters with a clipboard.
Hiya, you all right? Clive, yeah? Dr. Jack, yeah? So, for me, Clive, you are looking well. Yeah? One of the boys. Is that a new drip?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate, looks fire. Look, basically, I just wanted to pull you for a chat today, just to like, chat about your results and just be a bit caring towards you, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So, for me, it's got quite bad. Yeah? And for me, you've got this quite rare blood thing to me.
Okay.
So, where my head's at in terms of the truth is you've got sort of between 2 minutes and 2 minutes, 15 seconds before you're dead.
OK, thank you.
That's right. But don't worry. Zaki, he's going to sort your body out when you go, yeah? And you can say your last words to him, right? Is there anything else I can get for you, fella? Please say no.
No.
Yes. See you later.
Tiny, shriveled Clive stares towards Zaki as Dr. Jack sweeps out. Zaki stares back with his arms folded. Clive looks about to speak, and Zaki rests his hand on a mortuary trolley. He eyes Clive, head tilted to one side, and moves the trolley. Tiny, ancient Clive looks off, his eyes widening.
I'm gonna die, so that's nice. I've never died before. I've been Clive, with Clive's kidneys and eyes, since I've been alive. So can I say goodbye to Clive's body? I want to thank it for getting me around and in the bar.
His eyes close. A phantom Clive looks in the window of the room. Phantom Clive floats in.
Wonderful! How delightful! How delightful! How lovely! Well, maybe I've got a couple of minutes to say goodbye to my body. Goodbye to my teeth. Thank you for the difficult meat you bit. Ta-ta to my feet, your beautiful toes thin as cigarettes. Goodbye me, remember me, and the several times I got you to kneel.
Get rid!
The body snatched away and slammed on the trolley.
Oh, is someone locked this? Someone locked the other door. You locked the other door.
What do you mean, man?
I can't get the gurney out.
Mate, I've got my hands full. Leave
I need
it.
The body bags. Give me the body bags.
I don't have any fucking body bags. Use bin bags.
Fucking idiot, man.
Goodbye, Sherlock.
What are we doing later?
Huh?
What are we doing later?
What, are you up for something?
Yeah.
How we put?
I reckon we just take it off early, mate.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
What are you doing? What? But don't you have to do this body?
Yeah, that's true. How far's the morgue?
Huh?
The morgue's a bit of a trek from here, isn't it?
Goodbye to my hand. You shook the Polish president.
The body's chucked in a dumpster.
Nobody else stinks at you, boys.
I think I want to go now.
Phantom Clive fades away. In the womb.
Okay, I'll level with you. Okay, no harmonies for this, but please, you need to please. Thank you. A lot of this hasn't looked great, I can see that, but take my word for it. There's a lot more to life than sex and marriage and being thrown in the bin. You know, you'll learn to love the minutia.
The grown-up fetus hand floats. Light pulsates.
What's that noise?
Oh, that? You like that, do you? Well, that's just people talking. If you like that, you'll be all right. That's the majority of life, really. Just listening to people saying stuff. A harmony of human interaction. Look, believe me, everything anyone has ever said is incredible too, you know. Do you know what? Have a little listen now. Go on. Everyone's saying everything.
Yeah, it's a nice shot, but it's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, God, a little bit of crap.
Imagine how long it would take to do a pub crawl round here.
The fetus hands move and the view pulls away to the mother's pregnant belly. She takes bags of shopping. Two men are in the shop.
There really are a lot of milks these days. Have you seen all the milks?
We're always on our bloody phones these days, so we've got to look after our mental health, and we've got to look after our phones.
This guy really cracks me up. This guy is hilarious.
What's so funny?
We were both just swearing and talking about how pineapple on pizza's not nice.
We prefer other topics, for fuck's sake.
The thing about me is I ride my bike, and I also ride my bike.
The thing about me is I need my coffee. What am I like?
What are we like?
And I ride my bike.
He's offending me.
I'm offending you.
It makes no sense, you don't want to be with me. Can't you see I want to be with you?
Sorry, who are you? Do you know who this is?
No clue.
Everyone is saying everything.
We all can't wait to hear what everyone has got to say.
I'm absolutely shattered.
Everyone, say something cool. Say what you think and do something before you say anything.
So how far along are you?
About 8.5 months.
Bloody hell. I was just telling my friend on the phone I'm completely knackered. Shattered.
Everyone is saying everything. And we're all in love with what everyone has got to say. Everyone is saying something great.
I actually feel ill.
Say it in a tweet and go to sleep. And when you lay, say more things.
Drop a beat, you fucking madman!
Some people say what they need to say through dance, apparently.
The man and the mum-to-be watch as a doctor leaps in front of the chorus, dances and spins. The fetus looks panicked, white light flares, and the doctor holds up the baby. A doll, but the baby. The view tilts up to the cloudy sky and a high church steeple. Written and created by Jamie Demetriou, director Andrew Gaynor, producer Ollie Cambridge, executive producer Simon Bird, Josh Cole, Jamie Demetriou, Andrew Gaynor, Johnny Sweet, starring Jamie Demetriou. Music by Jamie Demetriou and Joe Pelling. The rest of the cast names follow and further credits. Copyright 2023 Netflix. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Albert Carbon Neutral Sustainable Production. A BBC Studios and Guilty Party Pictures production. BBC Studios Productions Comedy. Guilty Party Pictures.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colours.